Most of the federal lawsuits filed over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House tossed out. I'm Ken Duffy.
A D.C. native football star and Minnesota Vikings draftee was shot in Northeast D.C. I'm Luke Luker.
It's 5 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A stunning announcement from the world of sports.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib has become the first active player in NFL history to come out. In an Instagram post, he said he agonized over the decision for the last 15 years.
I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate.
Commissioner Roger Goodell released a statement praising Nassib for courageously sharing his truth. Nassib says he's donating $10,000 to the Trevor Project. That's a nonprofit that works to prevent suicide among LGBTQ young people. We've reached a new COVID milestone in the U.S. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Daily deaths in the U.S. have dropped below 300 for the first time in more than a year. And even with the dip, new people are still getting COVID shots. The overall number of those totally vaccinated continues to grow. It's now topped 150 million. That's around 45% of the U.S. population. 53% have received at least one shot.
As the highly contagious Delta variant spreads out to 49 states, some are seeing large spikes in infections. One of the largest is in Marshfield, Missouri. Dr. Dennis Robinson has a practice there.
I've seen several people in the last 2 weeks have been very ill from it. And the only thing they all had in common was they weren't vaccinated.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are expected to block a voting rights bill as soon as today. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The original Senate version of the For the People Act doesn't have majority support in the body. Democrat Joe Manchin announced this month he'd oppose it because the measure wasn't crafted in a bipartisan way. Manchin has floated a compromise to counter new state voting restrictions. It's been endorsed by prominent Democratic activist Stacey Abrams, and the White House now says it appreciates Manchin's effort. But it's not clear his proposal would fare any better against a threatened Republican filibuster.
That's correspondent Stephen Portnoy. American Airlines' decision to cancel hundreds of flights because of lack of staffing has been stranding passengers across the country. Ken Novak's two daughters were stuck at Dallas Airport for 27 hours.
They're just, by this point, very tired, very exhausted, very much in need of a change of clothes, a shower, and probably a good night's sleep.
The problem in Philadelphia, not enough lifeguards. It means the city will only be able to open 40 of 70 public pools. Parents are disappointed.
It's like taking a fish out of the water. Some kids are just born to be swimming, you know, during summertime.
City officials report almost 400 lifeguard vacancies. This is CBS News.
Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on your Tuesday morning, the 22nd of June. It'll be a rainy one today and a bit on the cooler side, too. Highs in the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Joan Jones, along with Nick Iannelli, and the top stories that we're following for you this hour. The Senate is holding a rare committee hearing today on legislation that would make D.C. the 51st state. WTOP's Mitchell Miller is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding the first Senate hearing on D.C. statehood since 2014. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton will speak on behalf of her bill, which has passed the House. Norton is among the Democrats who support getting rid of the filibuster, which she believes could help her bill's cause.
If you get rid of the filibuster, you will get us to statehood for the District of Columbia.
While support for statehood has been gradually growing among Democrats in the upper chamber, it's strongly opposed by Republicans, so it can't move forward. But statehood backers hope today's hearing will continue to raise awareness of the issue. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Statehood supporters argue that D.C. remains at the mercy of congressional influence on local affairs, and that they're hopeful that action on Capitol Hill can make statehood a reality. Jamal Holtz is an organizer with the group called 51 for 51.
The mayor represents us. It represents D.C. residents. You got people raising their fists and using their voice because they know we need change and that we need D.C. statehood now.
But the Democratic plan poses questions about whether the Constitution would allow such a change. And opponents call it a Democratic power grab since there are no Republican elected officials in D.C. A judge is throwing out a majority of the lawsuits that were filed against the federal government over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House.
Rejecting arguments that protesters were unfairly and aggressively handled near Lafayette Square on June 1st, a federal judge rejected claims for damages against former President Trump, former Attorney General William Barr, and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, as well as some current federal leaders. The judge also turned down a request to keep this kind of force from being used again. But the judge is allowing plaintiffs to continue seeking damages from D.C. and Arlington County over their respective police forces' actions and will also consider current restrictions of the downtown park. Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
A D.C. native football star and recent NFL draftee to the Minnesota Vikings was one of four people who were injured in a shooting yesterday in Northeast D.C.
Jalen Twyman was shot four times while he was sitting in a car at the intersection of 50th Street and Banks Place at around 5 p.m. Twyman's agent says he was shot in his arm, shoulder, leg, and buttocks, but that the wounds were superficial and he would make a full recovery. Police said the other three men that were shot also had non-life-threatening injuries. According to the agent, Twyman was back home in D.C. visiting family when, quote, wrong place, wrong time. No one has been arrested for the shooting, but you can see a photo of the suspect's car at WTOP.com. Twyman, a defensive tackle, played for 3 years at Pitt and also led D.C.'s H.D. Woodson High to a championship. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
With homicides up 13% this year, a D.C. police commander says rival rap groups and social media are helping to fuel the violence in some hard-hit neighborhoods.
Sixth District Commander Daria Habibullah told some Ward 7 residents, lawlessness can be so flagrant. Shooters earlier this month opened fire right in front of police.
They were sitting there. People are just so brazen to start shooting, and they came around a corner and started shooting.
A mother and adult son suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the June 6th shooting. Habibullah says conflicting groups from different neighborhoods turn to guns.
Some of the violence is attached to some of the rap music that many of our younger people in different areas are involved in.
Also provoking violence are pictures taken on conflicting neighborhood turf posted on social media. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Still to come here on WTOP.
Prince George's top cop details his plans for the future of department accountability. I'm Michelle Murillo.
It's 5:07.
I was at a Nats game and I got a call from my doctor. I had leukemia. She told me to go straight to the ER. I did, and then spent 108 days in the hospital. In one moment, my life was changed forever.
That is John Meyer. He is one of almost 200,000 Americans who battle blood cancer each year. John is in remission. However, many aren't as fortunate. Approximately every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies from blood cancer. In an effort to raise awareness and money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, WTOP is supporting John's campaign for LLS Man of the Year. John's story is one of hope, but also one that...
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.